It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
Good weekend. It was good for me because basketball season is wrapped up.
Hey, there you go.
We had three games this weekend. We had a back-to-back game on Friday, and then they wrapped up on Saturday with their first win
of the season.
Oh, they went out with a bang.
Yeah, first win of the season, the last game. Which was pretty darn funny. Slash cute, slash depressing.
Did they give the coach a Gatorade bath?
Sad.
I know. It's that team that's like, we are number 10.
We were number 23, I think.
Hey. Oh, 23.
You know what? 25.
That's Jordan's number. That means something. That's a good number.
Yeah, there were two teams worse than us, based on points, I guess. But
like, wait, how?
It was fine. It's fine. It's fine.
It's fine.
Those youth basketball leagues are cute.
And it teaches your son so many
ridiculous
things. It really does.
Yeah, no, it does. Teamwork. Yeah. And
how to lose with grace.
Yes. Yes.
Anyway, we wrapped up. It's done. They got their win there, which was great because right from that game, we went to the Garlic Knot and had pizza and garlic knots.
Dude, I love that
place. Had a little
bit
celebration, and it was like we were really happy that they won. Because that little celebration dinner would have been kind of lame.
They lost.
They went out on a high for sure.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, you've never seen anything more gross in your life than a group of little boys who are 13 years old, all piled into one booth, burping and farting on each other and slamming pizza and garlic knots. It was disgusting.
Man. Oh, it
like one kid
awful.
Stood up at one point, put his butt in another kid's face and farted.
to be a preteen/early teen boy.
The youth of America.
I'm
so glad I didn't have a boy. I wouldn't know how to handle that. Like, I would have just been like.
You just got to smile and laugh it off.
Just move one booth over and try not to breathe. You breathe through your mouth.
We don't know them.
Did you lose your appetite with that one, Jared?
No, I kept eating. It was good pizza, man.
They're like, we paid for this.
Bangers. It's so good. One other quick observation from the weekend, then we'll dive into you guys, is I heard so many people this weekend, including my own children and my wife, who have hot potato hay stuck in their head.
Yes.
Josh's song that we played a ton of times on Friday, and I guess we rocked it all weekend. So many more people heard it. And people at the basketball game were like, oh my God, my kids cannot stop singing hot potato hay.
Yeah, it was
That's
in my
funny.
Head too.
Huge. Great success.
I'm telling you, once you start singing it, it will not leave your head. My parents listened, and I went over to their house for a little lunch thing yesterday, and I walk in the door, and they're like, hot potato. And I'm like, no, I just got it out of my head. Yes. It's so funny.
Oh,
that's funny. I'm glad people enjoyed it, though. That's really
cool,
man.
I heard so many compliments about that this weekend.
Yeah, we need to get Josh an EP now. Like, he's got to come out with an album.
We got enough songs. Should we release CDs?
It might be time to put out a compact disc.
Yes.
And for all of you asking, I've gotten many emails and messages on Instagram and stuff, too. I don't think we can post this because there's some sort of copyright issues if you put it online.
Yeah.
Where we've
know.
Got a radio station license that kind of covers all that on the air here, we're trying to figure out if we can do things online without getting our...
I don't want to cost the company money. That's
we've got to be really careful because we are owned by a very high-end company. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, good on you, bud.
Thanks, guys. Yeah. That was fun. Honestly, that was a blast.
You
and
put
I'm glad
out a banger.
I'm glad it's stuck in people's head because it's stuck in my head for a long time.
Yeah.
What did you guys do this weekend?
You want to go first, Katie?
Sure.
It's all you.
I went and got sushi at one of my favorite spots that has the robot waiters, and I love this place. Like, they put us at the sushi bar, and so I didn't have the vantage point to see the waiters come up and down the little aisle, so I had to really wait for them. Like, I had to make sure I was anticipating their moves when they came around the corner. So I got a really good shot of the little robot waiter, and it came up to me, and my waiter told me that if you scratch behind its ear, it's face will make, like, I don't know if you saw it. I posted a video on our Instagram.
Okay, so I saw it.
It's adorable. I saw it. Like, oh my gosh, it's
creepy. It's looking a little rough. Like,
what are you talking
looks like it might need to go out to the garbage.
No, that robot just put in an 8-hour shift, okay? It just needs a little rest. That's it.
It's looking rough.
It just put some time in that day. It was Valentine's Day weekend. Like, they were just very busy. But it's adorable. Like, every kid I showed that video to was like, I want to go there. I don't even like sushi, but I want to go to that spot.
It's a neat little gimmick that thing rolls around with your sushi.
It is. And then again, if you scratch behind its ear, it'll give a little laugh and its eyes squint. And it's just the most adorable thing.
Creepy.
Like, it is so cute. Like, but again, it's all you can eat sushi, and they have so many other things besides sushi. So I just filled myself silly, and it was so, so good. And I went with my friend, and he actually gave me an old school Carmelo Anthony Nuggets jersey.
Oh, he likes you.
Well, he ordered it.
Who was
this? My friend Brandon. He ordered it. He actually ordered a
youth
large.
This is the guy that you
kissed. This is not.
I just
want to
remind everybody, this is a guy that you
this
kissed.
This is not how we talk about
Brandon.
Did you
get
Brandon.
A Valentine's Day smooch, though?
No.
Oh,
I saw a picture of you two.
Yeah.
I apologize for interrupting your story about your jersey. I know how passionate you are. I saw a picture of you two together, and you guys make a cute little couple.
Don't.
You
no,
make a
don't.
Cute couple.
No,
make that happen.
Right
she's
now.
Making a
make
face.
It happen.
I hope Brandon's not listening.
Oh, he's still probably in bed, actually.
He is still, yeah. He told me, he's like, I don't listen to your show.
Did you kiss his cheek before you left?
Till 10. No, I don't. Like,
I got to go to work.
No, I didn't. No, that's not it. We don't make a cute couple. We're friends.
I'm sorry. I saw the picture, and you guys look like you go together.
She made a face. Look at you.
No,
she's like offended. Jeremy, you're offending her.
I'm telling you right now, I calls him as a season.
He must suck or something. Jeez.
Yeah, what are you so afraid of? Why are you so afraid of love?
Just because we are friends, and that's it. That's all that we've known each other for over 10 years now, like probably 12, 13 years.
That's how the best relationships start.
No.
Oh,
no.
Never mind. All right. Yeah.
No.
Brandon,
he's
she hates you.
No,
jeez.
I love him as a friend. But he gave me, a Carmelo Anthony jersey. That was the point of this story.
He was hoping.
It was on your stories, wasn't it? Because the picture's gone.
Yes, it is.
Darn it.
I know.
Should have screenshotted.
Goodness. But it was good. And then I went to church yesterday.
How'd that work out for you?
It was great. It was like a concert. I have not been to church in so long, and I know different churches do different things, but this one was legitimately like you walk in and there's the two big screens, first of all,
yes.
that have all the words and everything.
They
on
have
it.
It's like karaoke.
It's crazy.
It's Jesus karaoke.
And then there's a band on stage,
uh-huh.
and they're just singing and praising Jesus.
They
and
do
I
that
just,
there.
And then they gave me a little pocket Jesus. Like, here's
Wait a
okay.
minute.
So I walked in and she hands me a little baby Jesus, and I thought it was a little piece of candy. And I almost ate
Katie
him.
Katie thought
I
Jesus was candy.
Is this Jesus candy?
I almost ate Jesus.
You got to stop thinking that things are
food. I know, but it was just a little pocket Jesus that you can put in your pocket and you'll have him with you wherever you go. And
did you
so
bring
I
it?
Was like, no, he's
we
on my
dresser.
We
should put him up in here.
I know.
We can pray for good ratings.
We should bring him in, but it was so neat. Like, I love just, you know, the feeling of having a congregation, people around you, just all invested on
doing
the same
thing. Yeah.
And all
it
like,
gives you the feels, doesn't it?
It really does.
It
like,
does.
The power of that is indescribable, and so it just makes you leave feeling so good. And then we went
makes
to a bakery,
so
and I was like, "How do I get me happier than this?" Like, it was just the best day.
Well,
I
you showed us
it.
Some of the food that you were eating.
Like, now
looked...
I need a donut in my life.
I know
this donut
yes.
has saved me.
It
oh,
looked
you
good.
Should, it was the chocolate croissant
yeah.
I ate. Praise the Lord! It was so good. It was so good.
Oh I want to see your pocket Jesus.
I know.
Okay,
bring,
I'll
it
bring
it
in.
Bring
I'll
him
bring
in.
Pocket Jesus in tomorrow. I'm so glad I didn't eat him.
So
I was this close.
She's like, this tastes close. Like wood. She's like, well,
no longer invited back to church.
No, she can't come back.
That
would have
been
sorry.
Pretty darn awesome if you just popped it in your mouth.
We
right
said
there.
The body
holy
of Christ,
water
man.
On you.
That's not what we meant.
Oh, good. Communion.
Yeah. Crunchy.
Crunchy Jesus.
Crunchy Jesus.
All right. It's a good weekend. Whoa. We're going to, I know Josh, buddy, we ran out of time.
It's all good.
I
it's
know you
good.
Want to talk about your hockey party. So we're going to talk about the big hockey game during
gosh.
Trending, and you can cover
yes.
your party and everything with that. What a game.
Crazy.
What highlights I saw.
It was it was the best hockey game I've seen in probably my life. It was awesome.
Again, it probably felt like Katie in church. Very, like, community.
That's,
praise
yes.
Jesus.
We were praising Jesus. Yes.
Pretty darn good.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.